This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents Live from West Palm Beach. Thanks to Academy Sports and Outdoors and Exclusive Furniture. Here's Payne and Pendergast.
All right, number one trending story, most popular story on the Chronicle right now. Stephon Diggs files lawsuit alleging assault and extortion. This popped up yesterday afternoon.
Is it Jack Easterby?
It's not Jack Easterby. Oh, okay. No. Spoiler alert. It is not.
Diggs, I was joking there. Diggs didn't have any dealings with Easterby,
He did not. Here's the story. And it says attorneys representing Texans wide receiver Stephon Diggs filed a six-count lawsuit in Harris County on Wednesday night per documents obtained by the Chronicle. Diggs' representation filed the lawsuit against defendants Mia Jones, who's probably better known to our audience, who's into reality TV as reality TV celebrity Mulan Hernandez,
yeah,
a million followers on Instagram, and Brianna Bree Mack. Those are the two defendants that Diggs is suing. The suit alleges that Diggs was punched in the chest by Jones, threatened with a deadly weapon, and that Diggs, this is the big one, is the victim of a tale of abuse to extort millions of dollars. Diggs now hopes to seek damages for defendant misconduct and the destruction of his property, including his gaming system. Mm. At his apartment, they destroyed his gaming system. His attorney, Ken Schaefer, Diggs' attorney, said there were threats coming from Jones that he had to pay her money or she was going to go public and ruin his career. We're kind of at the point where the threats have to stop. That's why the decision was made to go ahead and file. At some point, it just has to end. The whole thing occurred back on June 7th. Diggs had a casual relationship with Jones in the months before the lawsuit's first alleged incident on June 7th, in which Jones and Mack allegedly destroyed Diggs' property and refused to leave his apartment. Filing documents state Jones went to a Houston hospital early that morning with nausea and vomiting after a long night of partying, was discharged within an hour after denying suffering physical abuse of any kind. Jones then made a second medical visit a week later, documents state, claiming she had been punched in the back of the head with a closed fist. That claim is denied by Diggs' representation.
Yeah, so I guess this always gets confusing because, you know, one side will claim extortion, but then as best I can tell, my limited legal brain is that you're allowed to extort somebody as long as you have your lawyer doing the extorting, because then it's not called extortion. So I don't know exactly. Who knows with all this stuff? From her perspective, because that's the Diggs lawsuit, so that's his side of the story. On her Instagram, she issued a statement that says, "On June 7th, I was assaulted from behind by Stephon Diggs at our residence, an incident that resulted in a concussion. Months later, when the mediation that his legal team requested did not pan out in favor, I was struck with this fabricated story publicly. This is clearly an attempt to try to get ahead of the truth that is to come. I will not be intimidated nor silenced. Having to relive this moment is very traumatic for me, especially in my time of healing. Domestic violence is something I do not wish on anyone, and everything that is done in the dark will come out in the light."
Okay. So this is clearly like one side saying one thing, the other side saying the complete opposite.
Right, right. And that when she was released from the hospital, she said that there hadn't been any harm done. So
yeah.
I'm sure Diggs is going to lean into that part. We know from everything we've learned that there's the times that women won't disclose it at one time because for whatever reason.
Well, then reportedly the incident a week later.
Yeah.
Like, there's the June 7th, and then there was the second one on June 14th where she went to the hospital making complaints, and she was treated and released the same day. Schaefer, Diggs' lawyer, says she didn't even see Diggs that day.
Yeah, oh,
like
okay.
The second day, the week later when she went to the hospital, she wasn't even around Diggs, is what Diggs' lawyer is saying.
So, all right, like we're not going to litigate this thing, obviously. It's a he said, she said thing,
yes.
And who knows exactly. Details will emerge, I'm sure.
Maybe, yeah.
You know what? Maybe details won't emerge because they'll settle it.
They'll figure something out.
But I know Does this make you feel like it's less likely that Diggs comes back?
I don't think so. It doesn't to me because I feel like I feel like now if Diggs did it, okay. Now that would be. I'm just talking about the drama that swirls around Stephon Diggs. Let's pretend that there weren't allegations of him hitting somebody for a second.
Right.
This is just a lawsuit, and it's another thing out there.
Yeah.
Like I almost feel like, you know, when you're trading for Diggs, you're probably trading for a little bit of a circus to come with him too.
Yeah.
Now this is if he were to have hit her in the back of the head, that's obviously very
this
serious.
This isn't screaming at your quarterback on the side.
No. But he's in the tabloids and things like that.
Well, I would say just logically, mathematically, yes, it makes it less likely he's going to come back.
Sure.
Because this is an allegation of domestic violence that was not out there before.
Yeah, and that's where I was kind of pausing and saying.
Yeah, even entering it into the equation.
Right.
Means, okay, if she's correct, there's a chance that she, whatever percentage chance she's correct, then yeah.
Yeah.
Then there's a real good chance. Now, it also, depending on what the Texans, if the Texans look into it, I don't know how much they're going to want to deep dive into figuring out what's going on. It could be one of those things that does scare some teams away without them even looking into it. They might look at it as, all right, if we're going to take an aging wide receiver who's been injured, we got Cooper Kupp here, we got Stephon Diggs. One's got a whole lot of drama swirling around him currently and in the past. Cooper Kupp doesn't have a whole lot of drama ever off the field. Let's focus on Cooper Kupp. So this might really reduce his value in free agency if he doesn't have as many suitors.
Yeah. And I wonder how much the Texans or people behind the scenes already know about this.
Yeah.
You know, if they know about it and they're comfortable with Diggs' side of it, or if there's concern about it, or is yesterday the first they're hearing about this? You know, those are things we don't know at all.
Yeah.
So I think you're right. Just in terms of, like, all right, if we're just answering the question, how does it impact the percentage chance of the Texans retaining him? Is there a more likely, same likely, less? Obviously, it's less likely because there's an allegation here. Even if it's a half a percent, it doesn't. They're not looking at this going, well, now we got to sign him.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, so it's definitely less likely. My gut reaction, especially these he said, she said things, my initial gut reaction was just that there was Diggs drama. I'm like, I think they know that Diggs is a guy who kind of carries drama with him. So I think it's less likely. I don't know how likely it was in the first place that they were bringing him back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know that they were down to the 5-yard line on getting a contract done, and then this thing gets dropped in the middle of it. I don't know how it affects people wanting Diggs back. That's what I would be curious about.
Oh, well, yeah, there's going to be a portion of the fan base that's like, no, I don't want anybody. I don't want any part of this, regardless of it. It's drama that I don't want.
Yeah, so weigh in on the Jim Adler, Texas Hammer text line. Does a story like this, you know, especially considering Diggs is, you know, coming off an ACL.
Yeah.
You know, and so now, just like all the things you do when you get some drama and some potential drama that involves, you know, either, you know, criminal or civil activity, the negatives tend to magnify at that point.
Yeah.
And he is coming off an ACL, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Whereas before you might have been, that's just an ACL. You know, guys heal. You're like, okay, now we got this, and he's coming off an ACL.
Yeah.
You know, so I'd be curious what people think
about
that.
It makes me, just my gut reaction is, that's more drama, man. I don't need this, man. And
there's other guys at age 31 who can get me 70 catches.
Yeah. And there's always that element of, no matter what actually happened in the situation, it's kind of like I would say with Deshaun Watson, is that there's sometimes the way you're living your life, whether you're guilty or innocent in a specific situation, you're living in a life, your life in a way that invites a whole lot of drama at the very least. And it's, It's not good for business, you know? So, it makes me less likely to really want Stephon Diggs back.
Yeah.
I honestly, and there'll be people that'll be angry at me for saying that because I don't know whether he did it or didn't do it or anything. Like, I don't care, man. It's more drama. I don't care.
Well, I'm unfair in that regard. You're not convicting him. You're just saying you don't want to do business.
Yeah, that's.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Fine. Let's see. There are people weighing in on it. Let's see. Maybe that's why they took the cap hit and didn't re-sign him. I don't know about that. It sounded to me, we asked Caserio about that.
Yeah.
Caserio, when Nick was on with us, he basically said that the way that all played out was kind of how it was planned on from the beginning.
Yeah.
You know, that they want to take a minimal cap hit in the year he was on the team. They knew the $16 million was coming. They knew Diggs wanted to be a free agent at the end of the year. And that's, he said there was a lot was made about that whole thing that was really a non-factor.
Well, yeah, I guess, but I mean, by the other side of that coin would be, Caserio's not going to tell us, like, yeah. Oh, yeah, by the way, he's got this ongoing legal drama. Did you guys know about
this? No. Of course I'm not saying that.
I mean, the way Caserio said it makes sense, but it's also not like he was going to spill the beans on this scenario if he knew about it.
That's true. This is the second weird story about Diggs off the field. I'd go another direction.
What was the other one?
There was some stuff during the season that never really got traction.
Well, just that he was that part, I thought it showed an enterprising spirit in him. Women were paying for his company.
Yeah,
right?
that's what I'm assuming they're referring. I don't know.
Is there another story texted in? I don't know of any other stories.
And don't text in fake stories about Stephon Diggs.
Yeah. And we don't know if that was a fake story or not. That was probably just a rumor concocted.
I haven't thought of it as being very entrepreneurial.
Yeah.
So one man's weirdness is another man's entrepreneurialism.
Rusty Harden would tell you. There's,
What's that? Yeah, it's not a crime.
Yeah.
Actually, that may be. But anyways, so before the allegations on Diggs, I didn't want an aging wide receiver coming off an ACL injury. All right, so this thing doesn't do anything for you. You were already out on Diggs.
Right, no, and I think, or if anybody was on the fence a little bit, it might just be more, man, look, he was on his best behavior on the field and in the building and everything, but it was knowing that it was a one-year contract.
Yeah.
What Caserio said, which is that, we approached that and looked at it as a one-year contract the entire time.
Yeah.
That was That made a whole lot of sense.
Yep.
And I didn't. I thought it was more likely that Diggs wouldn't be re-signed before that, before he could void his contract.
Yeah.
And so it didn't surprise me.
Text message, Jim Adler, Texas Hammer text line. Let's see. I care about the price tag, age, and the ACL recovery. The drama doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
That was my initial gut reaction, and then I took a step back and said, well, the drama does involve allegedly maybe hitting somebody. But that's kind of my general feeling on Diggs, even before this. I was like, all right, I know he comes with some stuff on the field, off the field, whatever it may be. But, yeah, the ACL recovery, the age, I get that. Do you think it impacts other teams wanting to sign him? That's the most interesting part to me about – well, most interesting part is
right.
Will we get down to the truth of the whole thing?
Yeah.
But the football most interesting part to me isn't so much with the Texans. It's is the league taking this lawsuit as a serious thing
yeah.
that impacts his value?
Well, you know,
not the NFL – although the NFL is interesting
right.
too, but what does it do to his market?
Right, that's yeah. what I was saying. There's going to be some teams that just flat out maybe don't even look into it all that much. Other than that, look, Diggs already has the stamp of a guy that comes with a lot of drama. He did a great job this year in the 1 year with him, and I think they'll take that into account.
Yeah,
but this is definitely. This isn't a guy that's never had drama that all of a sudden has drama. This is a long string of drama of a different variety in nature, but that teams are going to be concerned about it.
Yeah.
They're not going to – if you know nothing at all about Stephon Diggs other than just what you've read on Pro Football Talk through the years and everything, this is going to be one more thing that they're like, all right, well, we got to have conversations about how he acted in Houston and it looks like it went well, but now we got this other thing. We got to dig into this. And free agency's coming up very quickly.
Yeah, I'm just – I guess being a little bit more specific, like even when somebody with baggage, there's always those two or three teams that are like, yeah, whatever – I'm anxious to see if there's any two or three, whatever teams
right.
with this, or if it just kills his value.
Well, in creating your market in free agency, you always got to remember, for most free agents, realistically, there's only a few teams that really want a guy. So the price, and all you need is two teams to
yeah.
really want you to get a good price sometimes if you get into some kind of a bidding war.
Yep.
So if there's four teams that were really interested in Diggs, if two of them all of a sudden are a lot less interested, then yeah, that drives his price down. Now, maybe the Texans have insight into this. Maybe they have been following it along, and if they've done their own private investigation, maybe if Diggs has done nothing wrong in this, then yeah, the Texans would be in a position to perhaps get him at a better value than if none of this drama existed.
Yeah, maybe so. Maybe so. Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line. Let's see here. No, we hit that one already. Someone's asking, do I ever look at the YouTube chat? I do look at it from time to time. I got a lot of moving parts, man. You know, got a lot of moving parts here. But, yeah, I'll check the YouTube chat. I'll check you guys there in the YouTube. You can watch us on YouTube. You can watch us on Twitch. We'll be out at the yard today watching Jose Altuve play left field. So looking forward to that today. This has been a great week, man. Big thanks to Exclusive Furniture and Academy Sports and Outdoors for sending us here. Let's get you guys up to speed on headlines. The Astros play a game yesterday. We saw Jeremy Pena for the first time. We'll hear from Jeremy Pena. And then a big franchise tag in the NFL yesterday that maybe the Texans are keeping an eye on. So we got a bunch of stuff to get to here. In headlines, we will do that coming up next.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.